This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has repeatedly claimed that he appears on enough statewide ballots to qualify for next week's debate between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, but state election officials have said that's not true. The rules of CNN's first presidential debate say that candidates must appear on enough ballots nationwide to earn the requisite 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency, along with earning 15% support in four national polls. State election officials say that Kennedy is not on the ballot in several states where he has claimed he is, and he will not reach the requirement by Thursday's deadline to qualify for the debate. Kennedy's campaign argues that Biden and Trump similarly should not qualify for the stage under CNN's rules because they have not yet officially been selected as the presidential nominee by their respective parties. The Republican and Democratic nominating conventions are in July and August, respectively. But CNN has said that because Trump and Biden are their respective parties' presumptive nominees and major party candidates don't have to petition states for ballot access, both satisfy the Electoral College criteria for the debate. The first presidential debate will be televised on CNN next Thursday, June 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Yellowstone National Park is proposing a major shift in its strategy for managing bison, one that could mean larger herds, expanded hunting opportunities beyond park borders, and more bison transfers to tribal governments. The park prepared its new bison management plan in response to research regarding brucellosis, a bacterial disease that can cause cattle to abort their young. That research has concluded that brucellosis transmission from wildlife to livestock, a concern that has underpinned the park's bison management approach for more than two decades, is more likely attributable to elk than to bison. The park, along with other federal, state, and tribal agencies, has historically limited bison expansion outside park boundaries. For years, the animals have been subject to a capture and quarantine strategy. They've been hazed or chased back inside the park, shipped to slaughterhouses, or shot just outside park boundaries by hunters. The park's plan will manage the herd for 3,500 to 6,000 animals, a modest expansion from the status quo. Michelle Ubaraga, Senior Yellowstone Program Manager with the National Parks Conservation Association, described the plan as an important next step that is science-based and will allow bison to thrive in Yellowstone. The plan's release comes after years of tension between the federal government and Montana Executive and Wildlife Administration over bison management. The U.S. Interior Department in March of last year pledged to invest $25 million in bison restoration efforts, citing their ecological, historical, and tribal importance. The Park Administration is expected to formally adopt the new plan by issuing a record of decision at the conclusion of a 30-day wait period. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.